From the campuses of Georgetown University in Washington, D.C., and the University of Minnesota in Minneapolis, Minnesota, the National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with Good Housekeeping Magazine, presents the transcribed College Quiz Bowl. Tonight, the University of Minnesota and Georgetown University return for the second consecutive week here in the College Quiz Bowl. In last week's game, the varsity scholars of these two schools fought a bitter battle right down to the final whistle with a night score an unprecedented tie. Georgetown 280, Minnesota 280. And now, here in Radio City, New York, is your master of the quiz, Alan Ludden.
Hi there, everybody. Well, it's good to have you with us for another intercollegiate battle of the brains. Now, let's meet the teams. First, we're going way out to Minneapolis, Minnesota, where Bob Boyle of station KSDP, Minneapolis, St. Paul, is again on hand to serve as the referee for the Minnesota team. After last week's surprising game, do you have any predictions for tonight's contest, Bob?
Well, Alan, anything can happen here in the Quiz Bowl. But the Minnesota team members have gotten a few tips from their academic coaches in anticipation of tonight's game and are out to swamp the Georgetown offense. Here they are to introduce themselves.
Colleen Helgeson-Nelson, Brooklyn Center, Minnesota.
Eleanor Vail, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Joe Sheckman, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Chuck Mulkey, Hopkins, Minnesota.
All right. There you have the varsity scholars from the University of Minnesota. Now, let's move down to Washington, D.C., where Mac McGarry of station WRC Washington is standing by to referee for the Georgetown team. How are your boys tonight, Mac?
Well, they're in pretty good condition, Alan. The Quiz Bowl competition has been tough these last few weeks, but it's only made the boys more eager to win. And here they are to say hello.
Jim Malloy, Staten Island, New York.
Cleo Donovan, New York City.
Paul Troy, Melrose, Massachusetts.
Bob Quisley, Rochester, New York.
You've met both teams. Now, before Roger Tuttle explains our rules, may I point out that we recognize the fact that here in the College Quiz Bowl, we're putting the emphasis on a quick recall of specific facts. And we are also, though, trying to give you, our audience, an opportunity to meet a few of the many remarkable, well-rounded personalities to be found today on every American campus. Now, how about those rules, Roger?
Right, Alan, and here they are. Alan Ludden asks a toss-up question worth 10 points. And the first team to signal it knows the answer gets a chance to answer it. Now, when Georgetown University signals, you'll hear... And when the University of Minnesota signals, you'll hear... By means of a special electronic selector, the team which signals first, even by a split second, activates its light here in New York City and makes it impossible for the other team's light to flash. Now, if a team gives a wrong answer to the toss-up question, the other team is given a chance to answer it. And whichever team gives the right answer gets a bonus question worth a stated number of points. And the team with the most points at the end of the game is the winner and returns next week to defend its title in the College Quiz Bowl.
Thank you, Roger. Now, remember, teams, you may interrupt a toss-up question before I've finished asking it. But if you do, and if your answer is wrong, your team will be penalized 5 points, and I will repeat the question, giving the other team a free crack at it. Okay, those are the rules. And that's the opening whistle, so let's go. Here's your first toss-up. Coming up is a possible 30-point bonus. This is the toss-up. 91 years ago this week, a famous man accepted a perfunctory invitation to Georgetown.
Jim Malloy.
Abraham Lincoln accepted an invitation to deliver the Gettysburg Address.
That's right for 10 points. I'll complete the question. A famous man accepted a perfunctory invitation to attend a ceremony at which he proved to be the star performer for 10 points. Who was this man? And the answer was, as Jim Malloy said, Abraham Lincoln. And Georgetown now has a chance at a 30-point bonus. It's a literary bonus, Georgetown. 5 points apiece for each of the 4 Concord authors that you can name. And you'll get 30 points if you can name all 4.
Hawthorne.
Emerson.
Thoreau and
Margaret
Whittier.
No, Margaret Phillips.
No, you have 3. You have 3 so far.
John Greenleaf Whittier.
No.
Time is called.
Louise May Alcott.
Time is called. I have called time, and it is not Louise May Alcott. It was Alcott, the father of Louise May Alcott, was the 4th Concord author. You got 15 points on that bonus question by naming 3 of the 4 Concord authors. Okay. There we go with another toss-up question, and coming up is a 30-point bonus. 10 points if you can quote the line of poetry that immediately follows this one. Quote, She walks in beauty like the night. No takers? Minnesota.
Joe Scheckman.
Of cloudy skies... Wait a minute. Of starry skies and...
No, I will not accept it. I have got to move to Georgetown. It was an incorrect quotation. I'll move to Georgetown quickly.
Like a phantom of delight?
No. The quotation is completed. She walks in beauty like the night of cloudless climes and starry skies. From Lord Byron, she walks in beauty. No points on that. Here comes another toss-up question, a 30-point bonus in the offing. For 10 points, tell us. In what specific, now get that specific connection, has the Helga Viking figured in the news recently? The Helga Viking, spelled E-H-E-L-G-E. Minnesota.
Eleanor Vale.
I'm going to take a chance on that. Wasn't the idea that the Vikings were not Norsemen at all, but actually marauding Irishmen with shillelaghs?
No. That's a lovely, interesting theory, but that's not the answer I'm looking for. Do you have it, Georgetown? You have it, Georgetown? All right, I'll answer you. The Helga Viking is the name of the Scandinavian Airlines plane that, along with the Royal Viking, made the initial commercial polar flight between Los Angeles and Copenhagen over the top of the world. Nothing to do with marauding Irishmen. Here we go. 30-point bonus still coming up, and here is your toss-up. Two daughters of Henry VIII became queens of England. Now, Georgetown.
Bob Cloisley.
Mary and Elizabeth.
Mary, what Mary?
Mary Tudor.
Mary Tudor and Elizabeth. All right, I'll accept it for 10 points. I'll finish the question. Two daughters of Henry VIII became queens of England. 10 points if you can name them both, which he did. Mary Tudor and Elizabeth, or Elizabeth I. I would have accepted either one. All right, here you go, Georgetown, with a 30-point bonus that you earned by that one. Speeches and statements that have figured prominently in the news recently tend to prove that poets are not the only people fond of alliteration. You're going to get 10 points apiece now if you name the authors of the following alliterative quotes. Quote, first. Another spot on the escutcheon of the Senate, another splash and splatter, end quote. Who said it?
Stennis of Mississippi.
Right. Democrat of Mississippi, Senator John Stennis in the Senate. All right, 10 points for that. I'll give you 10 points more if you can tell me who said this. Quote, I would choose to be a plumber or...
Einstein.
That's right, Albert Einstein. A plumber or a peddler. All right, 10 more points if you'll tell me who said this. Now let me finish this one, it's so good. Quote, we might find ourselves in a few years moving along a broad causeway of peace and plenty instead of roaming and peering around on the rim of hell.
End Paul Troy.
Churchill.
Winston
Churchill.
Winston Churchill. Right for 10 points, Georgetown. Time to score, Roger. Before we move along to another toss-up question, Roger, let's find out what the stakes are in this quiz game.
Right, Alan, and tonight the stakes are a little different. Because of the tie score in last week's game and the very fine records that both Minnesota and Georgetown varsity scholars have chalked up here in the College Quiz Bowl, Good Housekeeping Magazine will award $500 each to both Minnesota and Georgetown, regardless of the final score, either win, lose, or draw after tonight's game. Now, the cash gifts may go to a scholarship fund or to a campus activity. And each member of the losing team will receive an attractive, dependable Whitnauer wristwatch, a distinguished member of the Longines Whitnauer family of fine watches. Since 1866, maker of watches of the highest character. Alan, those are the stakes. Now with the time, 18 and a half minutes to go, Georgetown 65, Minnesota nothing. Back to another toss-up question.
Coming up is a 30-point bonus. Here is your toss-up. For 10 points, in the familiar nursery rhyme, who performed the wedding ceremony for the owl and the pussycat? Minnesota.
Colleen Nelson.
The piggy wig.
Can you take it, Georgetown? No, no takers. Dear pig, are you willing to sell for 1 shilling your ring? Said the piggy. I will. So he took it away, and they were married next day by the turkey who lives on the hill. All right, here we go with a 30-point bonus still coming up. For 10 points, tell us, what do the following have in common? President Vargas, Excelsior, Cullinan, and Jonkers. Minnesota.
Joe Scheckman.
They're all famous diamonds.
That's right. Word for word, as I have it right here. They're all famous. I love to see the answers word for word. Okay, here we go, Minnesota, with a 30-point bonus question. It's a question on skullduggery. Skullduggery. That's better. All right. We'll give you 10 points for each correct answer. Now, can you, first of all, for 10 points, identify the familiar song in which it is predicted that if you get a little drunk, you'll land in jail.
Oh, that must be Old Man River.
It must be Old Man River for 10 points, Minnesota. Okay. This thief stole something to eat, got beaten by the king for his deed, and finally returned the stolen goods, vowing he'd reform what's his name.
That's the Jack of Hearts who stole the tarts, wasn't it?
Yes, the Knave of Hearts who stole some tarts. Yeah. All right? 10 points. 10 points. Okay. Now, what intoxicated son of a squire stole 2 bags of money but died from a fall into a quarry pit before he had a chance to count it?
The squire's son, is it?
Time is called. Dunstan Cass in George Eliot's Silas Marner. You read it in high school, remember? Okay, here we go. What's the time and score, Roger?
Right now, Alan, 16 and a half minutes to go. Georgetown, 65 points. Minnesota, 30 points.
And coming up is a 30-point musical bonus. Here's your toss-up. The lyrics... Oh, listen to this one now. The lyrics of a once popular song asked, "How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky?" Now, we're going to give you 10 points if you can tell us in feet and within 1,000 feet the deepest known ocean depth. Minnesota.
Chuck Mulkey.
36,000 feet, Alan. It's immediately off the Philippine archipelago.
I'll accept it for 10 points. No more, boy. It is, the correct depth is 35,640 feet. We won't go into where it is, because I don't even understand it, but that's all right. Here you are, Minnesota, with a 30-point musical bonus. It's a classical musical bonus. You're going to get 10 points each time you tell us who... Now, get this. Who and where the following travelers are represented to be in the titles of these compositions. First of all, who is where here?
Is it Orpheus and Hades?
The underworld?
No. This one is Harold in Italy by Berlioz. All right. Now tell me, who is where here?
American in Paris, Al.
Right. American in Paris, Gershwin. Now tell me, who is where here?
That's Orpheus and Hades.
That's Orpheus and Hades by Offenbach. All right. There you go. It's going time, Roger.
Right now, Alan, 14 and a half minutes to go. Georgetown, 65 points. Minnesota trails by only 5 points with a score of 60.
Coming up is a 25-point bonus. Clytie was a mythological maiden much in love with a sun god. Now, because her love was unrequited, she was turned into a flower. Minnesota.
Eleanor Vale.
I believe you want to know what flower. She was turned into a sunflower.
Right, for 10 points, Minnesota. You're right, Eleanor. I did want to know what flower, a sunflower or a heliotrope. All right? Minnesota, you got a 25-point bonus here. Yoikes is a famous fox hunting cry, and yak is a Tibetan ox. Now, I'm going to give you a series of definitions of words beginning with the letter Y. For 5 points apiece, name the word that fits the definitions. 5 points apiece. First of all, an intense desire.
Yearning.
Yearning or yen. Yen would have been more fun. All right. Time long past.
Your.
A lout or bumpkin.
Yokel.
A safe cracker or burglar.
Yeg
or Yegman. A fermented milk.
Yogurt.
Right. 25 points all.
Right now, Alan, 13 minutes to go. Georgetown has 65. Minnesota has 95.
Okay, here we go with a 20-point bonus coming up. A 20-point bonus coming up. This is your toss-up. For 10 points, name the foreign penologist who made a trip to the United States. Georgetown.
Jim. Malloy.
Would that be Inspector Fabian of Scotland Yard?
No, I will finish the question, penalize you 5 points, Georgetown, and finish it for Minnesota. The name the foreign penologist who made a trip to the United States in the 1830s and wrote a famous analysis of the...
Alex de Tocqueville.
That's right. Alex de Tocqueville, Minnesota. All right, here, Minnesota, hereby waiting into your 20-point bonus that you earned for knowing de Tocqueville. Now, I'm going to play you an excerpt from a recording. For 20 points... Tell us, who is speaking and why are we playing this record? today.
What's Christmas time to you, but a time for paying bills?
As Lionel Barrymore, speaking the words of Dickens' Christmas Carol, Barrymore died just 3 days ago and is being buried today.
That is right for 20 points, Minnesota, and a great loss to us all.
Hold it, Alan. Watch the halftime whistle, which calls for a one-minute timeout.
Okay, now, thank you, Roger. Now, before I go to talk to the teams, may I first remind you that each month, Good Housekeeping Magazine runs a full page of College Quiz Bowl questions. For a chance to match wits with our collegiate champions, see the December issue of Good Housekeeping Magazine. It's just hit the stands. Good Housekeeping also, you know, awards the $50 weekly cash prize that goes to the college of the winning team here in our Radio College Quiz Bowl. Okay, now I want to go out... $500, I thank you. The $500 weekly cash prize that goes to the college of the winning team. Okay, now I want to talk to the teams. First of all, let's go out way out to Minnesota. Eleanor Vail, I understand that you're a theater major. How's the theater at the University of Minnesota?
Just great right now, Alan. We're proud of our theater department. As a matter of fact, this week, we have opened one show, The Dybbuk. It's a play in connection with Religious Emphasis Week, an old Jewish tragedy, in our new arena theater here on campus. Next Thanksgiving evening, we are opening Oedipus Rex by Sophocles, and we have just finished a record-breaking run of Mr. Roberts.
Well, it sounds very exciting. Thomas Hagen, who wrote Mr. Roberts, was a University of Minnesota man, wasn't he?
That's right, Alan. As a matter of fact, his parents, may, in connection with Mr. Roberts, presented his library of theater writings and collections to the university, and we're very glad to have it.
You know, Eleanor, I think the hope of the American theater is right there in the college theater, and good luck to you all at the University of Minnesota. Now I want to go way down to Washington, D.C., and talk to Bob Kleisley at Georgetown University. You know, Bob, yours is a very historic college. Isn't it the oldest Catholic college in the United States?
That's right, Alan. It was founded in 1789 by a charter of Congress. It is the oldest Catholic college in the United States, and it alone with Annapolis and West Point fly the seal of the country, the eagle above its flag.
That's very impressive. Are you proud of that fact down there, I imagine?
Oh, yes.
How many men at Georgetown to be proud of that fact right now?
About 4,000 in the university.
5,000, you say?
That's right.
That includes your graduate and undergraduate school?
That's the whole works.
A great school at Georgetown University at Washington, D.C. Okay, it looks like the time period is up. So let's get back to the quiz.
And we have 10 minutes to go, Alan. Georgetown has 60 points. Minnesota has 125.
And coming up is a 25-point bonus. Here's your toss-up for 10 points. Who received the following fictional love letter? Quote, doubt thou the stars are fire, doubt that the sun doth move, doubt truth to be a liar, but never doubt I love. Minnesota.
Joe Scheckman.
It's in Shakespeare's Merchant of Venice. It was...
Can you take it, Georgetown? Can you take it, Georgetown?
Did he finish?
I finished. Okay, it is Ophelia in Shakespeare's Hamlet who received this love note. All right, coming up still is a 25-point bonus, and here is your toss-up. In what battle did the sunken road to Ohain play an important part? The sunken road to Ohain. No takers? It was the... Georgetown.
Paul Troy.
The Battle of Balaclava?
No. Can you take it, Minnesota?
No, I don't think they know it.
All right. It is the Battle of Waterloo. The sunken road to Ohain had something to do with his retreat. It was described in Les Miserables. We won't go into it right now. 25 points. Bonus coming up. Here's your toss-up. A surgeon in Lord Amherst's army kidded the provincial troops of the time by composing the doggerel words and the music to a certain song. Now, for 10 points, what is that song? Minnesota.
Joe Scheckman.
Yankee Doodle.
Right, for 10 points. Yankee Doodle. 25-point bonus here, Minnesota. You are to imagine that you are taking a trip to Paris for the first time. You know nothing, absolutely nothing, about all of the landmarks, the buildings, or significant features of the city. You know nothing about them. You can't even speak French. But you can see that a river runs through the city, and you've heard about the famous Left Bank. Now, for 25 points, Minnesota, how can you tell which bank is the left bank of the Seine or any other river? Anybody on the Minnesota team?
If you're going from source to the opening of the river itself, then you...
In other words, downstream, right?
Downstream, right.
Yeah.
And then you...
You stand that way.
You stand that way to determine whether you're on the right or the left of the bank. So what you would do in Paris is probably start at the source of the Seine, close to the Swiss border, and you would go down facing...
It's a long walk.
It's kind of a long walk.
Yeah, I know.
But in other words, you say stand facing downstream, and the left...
right hand is the right, yeah.
And the right hand is the right, and the left hand is the left. Is that what
That's
you said?
Right.
That's right. For 25 points. Okay, here we go with a... What's the score in time, Roger?
7 minutes to go, Alan. Georgetown still has 60 points. Minnesota has 160 points.
Correction, Alan. I believe that's 65. Would you just check it, please?
There was a five-point penalty. Did you mark it? Did you get it?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. 30-point bonus coming up. 30-point bonus coming up. Here's your toss-up. For 10 points, tell us what people have given their name... I'm going to repeat this so you get it, get the impact. What people have given their name to a kind of fireworks, a nose, a numeral, and an empire? Minnesota.
Colleen Helgeson Nelson.
The Roman people.
Right, the Romans. The Roman cannon, the Roman nose, and the numerals, the Roman empire. Here's your 30-point bonus, Minnesota. You're going to earn 30 points, and you're going to earn it. You're going to earn it if you can complete the Robert Browning poem from Pippa Passes, which begins... The years at the beginning.
Spring at the morn.
Years at the spring. The days at the morn. Mornings at seven. The hillsides dew pearled. The lark's on the wing. The snail's on the thorn. God's in heaven and all's right with the world.
I didn't even start it right, did I? Thank you. I'm glad you restarted. The years at the spring and days at the morn. 30 points and you earned it, I would say, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
Time and score, Roger.
Right now, 5.5 minutes to go. Minnesota has 200 points. Georgetown has 60 points, Alan.
And coming up is a musical bonus worth 30 points. Here's your toss-up. For 10 points, tell us, what specific act of the English government was Patrick Henry protesting when he made his famous... If this... Georgetown.
Bob Clausen.
The Stamp Act.
Right, the Stamp Act, 1765. That's to say, when he made his famous If This Be Treason speech. Okay, here's your 30-point bonus, Georgetown. It's a popular musical bonus worth 30 points. For 10 points each, I want you to tell me the name of the flower mentioned in the following titles. First?
Orchid.
Orchid, that's right, orchid. That's more specific. All right, the name of the flower mentioned in the title of this one.
Roses.
Right, one dozen roses. Okay, the name of the flower mentioned in this one for 10 points.
Four-leaf clover.
Big red rose.
Tulip.
Did I hit? Did I get my time? Did I hear it?
Roses.
Do I grant it, Mr. McGregor? No.
Give it to him.
Do give it to him?
Yeah.
All right, 10 points, because I heard it simultaneously tulip. When I heard time. Tulip. All right, 10 points for Georgetown on that. Okay, everybody agreed. All right, here we go. 50-point bonus coming up. Watch out. Here comes a 50-point bonus. Time and score, Roger.
Right now, we have 4 minutes to go. Georgetown has 100. Minnesota has 200, Alan.
And coming up is a 50-point bonus. 10 points, if you can tell us, who are Peas Blossom, Cobweb, Minnesota?
Eleanor Vale.
They're the fairies in Midsummer Night's Dream.
Right, for 10 points, Minnesota, before I finish it. I was going to say, who are Peas Blossom, Cobweb, Moth, and Mustard Seed? And the drama major got it, of course. Here we go. There are... Minnesota. Oh, you can make 50 points on this one. And if you do, you earn it. There are 6 separate islands in the Netherlands West Indies. 5 points for each that you can name, and you'll get 50 points if you can name all 6.
I think Chuck Mulkey wants to try that, Alan.
All right, Chuck.
Sumatra. Celebes. Borneo.
Netherlands West Indies.
West Indies. Not West. Oh,
Netherlands West Indies.
West Indies.
Let's see. Curacao.
Right.
And,
Sarawak?
No. In the Caribbean. Oh, my.
Time, Mr. McGregor? No. We got some more time here. Seconds, though.
Java?
No.
Caribbean's east.
That's the wrong part of the world here. Okay, you got 5 points on that by naming Curacao. You were right there. Aruba, Bonaire, St. Martin, St.
Suriname, yeah.
Eustatius, St. Eustatius, and Saba. All right, here we go with a 30-point bonus coming up. Score and time, Roger.
Right now, we have 2.5 minutes to go. Georgetown, 100. Minnesota, 215.
All right, here's your toss-up. 30-point bonus coming up. His first name is Aristotle. His second name, Socrates. Georgetown.
Paul Troy.
Onassis, the Greek ship magnate.
That is the answer I was looking for 10 points. I was going to say his second name, Socrates. He is a contemporary international ship owner for 10 points. What is his last name? Onassis. You got it, Georgetown. Here's your 30-point bonus. It's a mathematical bonus worth 30 points. Get your pencil and paper. You're to start with the year of the Boston Tea Party. Subtract the number of pounds of fun in Rodgers and Hammerstein's Honey Bun.
101.
That's right. And multiply by the number of flies that the valiant little tailor killed in one blow.
Seven.
And what is your numerical answer?
11,704.
Figure it again.
11,702.
Now, wait a minute. I have 1773, the date of the Boston Tea Party.
Yes.
Right? Minus 101.
Meaning 1672 times 7.
Times 7.
I think we're right, Alan. 11.
All right. I have 13
we are,
here.
We are right. 11,700.
All right. 11,704. I'll accept. Okay, I'll accept the 30 points, Georgetown. Here we go with a toss-up question worth 40 points. Bonus question worth 40 points coming up. 1 minute to go. For 10 points. Who became governor of the fictional island city of Barataria? For 10 points. Who became governor of the fictional island... Georgetown.
Jim Malloy. The Gondoliers.
Can you take it, Minnesota?
Eleanor Vale.
It wasn't Gulliver by any chance.
No, it was Sancho Panza and Cervantes' Don Quixote. Here's another toss-up. Carl Sandburg called it Hog Butcher for the World. Minnesota.
Eleanor Vale.
Chicago.
Right, for 10 points. I was going to ask, what is it? Here's your 40-point bonus, Minnesota. Vice presidents are often the forgotten men of history. For 10 points apiece, can you name the vice president that served under each of the following presidents? Harry Truman.
That was Alvin Barkley.
Right, for 10 points. Warren G. Harding.
Calvin Coolidge.
Calvin Coolidge.
Right, for 10 points. Herbert Hoover.
Was it Dawes or Curtis? Let me see. It was either Charles Curtis.
I heard it.
Curtis.
Charles Curtis. That's yeah. Right for 10 Curtis. Points. Calvin Coolidge.
Cooley's the first time.
That was Dawes.
That was Dawes right for 10 points. Time and score, Roger.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's the end, Alan. Time is up. The game is over for this week. The final score in the College Quiz Bowl tonight is 140 points for Georgetown University and 265 points for the winner, the University of Minnesota. To each member of the Georgetown team, it's our pleasure to award an attractive and dependable Whitnauer wristwatch. A distinguished member of the Longines Whitnauer family of fine watches since 1866, makers of watches of the highest character. And for fielding the winning team tonight and for breaking up the tie score of last week, the University of Minnesota will receive $1,000 from Good Housekeeping magazine to be administered by the college. But I believe, in view of the fact that it was a tie last week, it now is $500 to be given to each college for their showing they made last week.
By mutual agreement of the college.
That's right. And these varsity scholars from Minnesota will return next week to compete in the new All-American Quiz Game with the varsity scholars of Smith College in Northampton, Massachusetts. In the meantime, you folks, why not try your hand at more of these questions? Read the monthly Quiz Bowl page in Good Housekeeping magazine. The December issue of Good Housekeeping is on the newsstands now. Now, once again, your master of the quiz, Alan Ludden.
I want to congratulate the University of Minnesota, and I want to say to the men at Georgetown University, Leo O'Donovan, Bob Plisley, Jim Malloy, Paul Troy, and their fine alternates, Mike McCrossin and Don Doherty, you were great, just great. You've been brilliant scholars, and you've been great sports, and I wish you all well in the future. Now, may I tell you that in the following weeks, we're going to have varsity scholars here from the University of Georgia, Smith College, Northwestern University, Washington, Lee University, and many other outstanding colleges and universities throughout the United States. So won't you be with us next week and every week for an exciting quiz game here in the College Quiz Bowl. This is Alan Ludden saying so long, everybody.
Your referees tonight were for Georgetown University, Mac McGarry of WRC in Washington, and for the University of Minnesota, Bob Boyle of station KSTP, Minneapolis-St. Paul. College Quiz Bowl is a transcribed NBC Radio Network presentation, originated and produced by John Moses and Don Reed, written by Nancy Fogg and directed by Ken McGregor. This is Roger Tuttle speaking.
This is the NBC Radio Network.